Today on Castle Country Focus, we have a special guest, Brittany Medina, who's the manager of Miners Trading Post. For those who may not know, this organization has been going for the last 70 years. Thank you, Brittany, for taking the time and visiting with us.
Yes, thank you.
Miners Trading Post, where is it located for some of our listeners that may not know?
So Miners Trading Post is located in Sunnyside, Utah, and we have groceries as well as small hardware section.
And you've been running for 70, the operation's been going for 70 years up there.
Yes, it has. It started as a company store and has turned into an independently owned operation.
Well, that's a very, very long track record. Business has changed in the world in the last 70 years. So has your business needed to make some changes as well?
Oh, we sure have. We've went from a very large operation as far as we used to sell furniture and fabric and clothing and shoes, and went down to strictly just grocery and hardware. And we've also had to, over that time, look for new opportunities to allow people in East Carbon and Sunnyside some different options that weren't here to begin with.
Different options? What do you mean?
Like we've brought in a hot deli so that people have a place that they can come in and actually get something for lunch and eat it. We've brought in, you know, like the hardware, like I said, so that people can, doing projects and stuff, have access to the stuff that's, access to things up here without having to take the drive. We have a bakery in the store, hot or cold deli as well as the hot deli. So we've just been able to bring some things in that we didn't have previously that seem to be working out good for everyone.
How did you manage to, well, first off, decide to do that and then to go through the technical details of doing such things?
Well, one of the things that we did was Ryan Murray came up and talked to us about some things that we could do in the store, and he helped us look at our operation and sit down and think of some things that we could do to enhance what we were already doing with the things that we already have. So he was able, one of the people that helped us really get this hot deli, talked to us about it, looked at the operation we already had, and then helped us to add to it with the hot case. And I mean, it's just taking what we already had and just making a few changes, but that really helped us tremendously, and he's the one that sat down with us and allowed us to look at that.
All right. Ryan Murray, where does he come from?
Ryan is from the Small Business Development Center, which is in Price, and it's located on the USU Eastern Campus, and he is out there to help businesses, any businesses, really, to just see if there's some things that he can help you with, any changes that you need to make, anything that you need to do. He'll help you with anything you want.
Did he charge you anything?
No, he didn't charge anything. He came up and he met with us. There's a few of us at the store that he met with, and he sat down with us and talked about what we do here, and then we kind of walked through the store so he could see our operation. And he's actually done that 4 or 5 times, actually came out and sat with us in our environment and saw how we work, which actually was really nice. And then a few times I've had just a couple small questions, and I've just called him over the phone and asked him, and he's given me the answers or, you know, gotten back with me with the answers. And then I've also done a few trainings that he's had there in Price, and there was a few costs associated with those, but he also has a program called Custom Fit that helps you pay for up to half the cost of those trainings, so that's helpful as well.
What kind of training did you participate with Custom Fit?
We did a profitability training, and we also did a leadership training, and they were all located at USU Eastern, and we were among other businesses from Carbon County as well.
And again, there was a small charge for that, but they helped offset that cost for you.
Yes, they did. You just sign up with Custom Fit, and Ryan can help you do that, and they'll help offset the cost for you.
All right, now the profitability, let's explore that class a little bit more. That's to look at the numbers and know what they mean?
Yes, exactly. It's to take what your business is doing, look at your specific numbers, pull them all into, you know, a group, and then you can take the numbers out that you need and see what they mean and what they mean for your business, if you're being successful, what changes you need to make. It was very informational.
And that was helpful, and frankly, it added to the profitability of the operation, right?
Yes, it did. It was awesome.
So it's worth it to talk to Ryan.
It sure is absolutely worth it, and he's just great. If I just have a small question that we're kind of going back and forth with, if we just call him and to have an outsider's opinion is an awesome asset.
Sometimes you get so close to the forest, I mean, so close to the trees that you don't see the forest, and that outside viewpoint helps.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's so nice to have somebody that understands what you do, but isn't in the everyday business operation of it, and you can just call and ask them to, you know, give you a little bit of input.
So are you looking at other aspects of your business that you can expand? I mean, when you think about it, as I'm talking to you here, I mean, you're a grocery store, essentially. Well, you've already got the food right there to add to and to create the hot deli. So now you're a restaurant.
Well, we've actually just barely started doing some catering, and that's something that we've kind of jumped off of that hot deli and we're working with. We've been working with people in East Carbon that needed some functions, food for functions, and so we've been able to do that. And that's something that we're just getting into, and we're seeing how it goes, but we're looking to expand that as well.
So that's taking it yet another step.
Yes.
And besides serving your community and the people that live up there in East Carbon and Sunnyside, that is a success. Would you call yourself a success story?
Oh, absolutely. Ryan has helped us tremendously.
That is really good. All right, now, other things that you want to brag about, Miners Trading Post?
Well, we do have what's been known to a lot of people as the best salsa in the county. We have people drive from all around the county, as well, even Emory County, come up to get our homemade salsa. A lot of people call it Donnie's salsa, and they drive to come get our fresh salsa that we make a few times a week. Yeah, very customer service oriented. We want you to feel like family when you're in here, and we want you to enjoy your experience while you're in here.
Is your salsa hot, or how would you describe it? Because I love salsa.
Well, it can be hot. It depends on the jalapenos at the time, so you never do know what you're going to get, but we try to keep it around the medium range.
A medium range, yeah, but that's so relative.
It is relative, but you never know about those jalapenos, so we just got to stick with medium range.
But it's still good, huh?
Very good.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, Brittany, thank you for taking the time and visiting with us on Castle Country Focus and telling us your success story.
Yes, thank you.